you're making a perfect recovery, the girl was saying. You'll be exactly as you were. But things between us aren't just as they were, and they never can be again. You know that, Kim. We've got unfinished business to transact. Let's take it down off the shelf before you go.
Better let it lay, Mac. All the newfound joy of existence went out of the man's eyes. I'm whole, yes, but that angle was really the least important of all. You never have yet faced squarely the fact that my job isn't done, and that my chance of living through it is just about 1 in 10. Even Phillips can't do anything about a corpse.
I won't face it either, unless and until I must.
Her reply was tranquility itself.
Most of the troubles people worry about in advance never do materialize. And even if it did, you ought to know that that any woman would rather... Well, that half a loaf is better than no bread.
Huh. QX. I haven't mentioned the worst thing, though. I didn't want to. But if you've got to have it, here it is, the man wrenched out. Look at what I am. A barroom brawler, a rum-dum, a hard-boiled egg, a cold-blooded, ruthless murderer, even of my own men.
Not that, Kim, ever, and you know it, she rebuked him.
What else can you call it? He grated.
A killer besides. A red-handed butcher if there ever was one. Then, now and forever, I've got to be. I can't get away from it. Do you think that you or any other decent woman could stand it to live with me? That you could feel my arms around you, feel my gory paws touching you without going sick at the stomach?
Oh, so that's what's really been griping you all this time? Clarissa was surprised, but entirely unshaken.
I don't have to think about that, Kim, I know. If you were a murderer or had the killer instinct, that would be different. But you aren't, and you haven't. You are hard, of course. You have to be. But do you think I'd be running a temperature over a softy? You brawl, yes, like the world champion you are. Anybody you ever killed needed killing, there's no question of that. You don't do these things for fun. And the fact that you can drive yourself to do the things that have to be done shows your real size. Nor have you even thought of the obverse, that you lean over backwards and wield in that terrific power of yours. The De Pleyanese woman, the Countess, lots of other instances. I respect and honor you more than any other man I've ever known. Any woman who really knew you would. She must. Listen, Kim, read my mind, all of it. You'll really know me then, and understand me better than I can ever explain myself.